From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, the Bank of Korea raises the benchmark interest rate for the first time in 3.5 years by 25 basis points to 2.75% in an effort to tackle inflation. The government decides to establish a unified military academy that integrates the Army, Navy, and Air Force academies at Jeollande in Daejeon's Yuseong District. And the government issues an apology over alleged police misconduct and cover-ups surrounding the rape and murder case in Gwangju and vows to revamp investigative systems. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Che. The Bank of Korea has raised the benchmark interest rate by 25 basis points from 2.5% to 2.75%, the first rate hike in 3.5 years. The Central Bank's Monetary Policy Board reached the decision on Thursday in an effort to tackle inflation amid the protracted crisis surrounding the Iran war and in consideration of an economic rebound stemming from the AI-driven semiconductor export boom. Gui Jin has more.
The South Korean Central Bank has officially begun a tightening cycle, raising the benchmark interest rate by 25 basis points to 2.75%. Hiking the lending rate for the first time in 3.5 years, Bank of Korea Governor Shin Yeon-sung cited mounting inflationary pressures amid the AI-driven semiconductor boom.
오늘 금융통화위원회는 성장세가 수출과 투자를 중심으로 강화되고 있는 가운데
The Monetary Policy Board formed a consensus today to raise the base rate by 0.25 percentage points, given that economic growth, driven by exports and investment, is strengthening. Moreover, inflation is expected to remain above the target level for an extended period, with ongoing risks to financial stability.
South Korea's outbound shipments increased by more than 70% last month compared to the same time last year, breaking the $100 billion mark for the first time on the back of surging semiconductor demand. Despite the protracted instability in the Middle East, the South Korean government raised its growth forecast for this year from 2 to 3% earlier this week, and the central bank is also expected to follow suit in its outlook due next month.
금년 성장률 전망치는 지난 5월 전망치 2.6%를
This year's growth rate is expected to significantly surpass the 2.6% forecast made last May. In terms of pricing, the consumer inflation rate increased to 3.2% in June, driven by rising petroleum prices and an acceleration in the prices of agricultural, livestock, and marine products. Meanwhile, the core inflation rate remained unchanged at 2.5% from the previous month.
With Thursday's rate hike, the rate gap with the U.S. Federal Reserve has narrowed to 1 percentage point at the upper bound, reducing the incentive for foreign investors to pull capital out of Seoul's financial markets. Gui Jin, KBS World Radio News.
The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index plunged 463.81 points, or 6.37% on Thursday, to close at 6,820.6. The index dove below the psychological threshold of 7,000 points on the back of losses in bellwether tech shares as the Bank of Korea raised its benchmark interest rate to curb inflation. Moreover, renewed tensions between the U.S. and Iran further weighed on investor sentiment. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ lost 37.59 points, or 4.53%, to close at 791.84. The South Korean won strengthened against the U.S. dollar by 4.31, trading at 1,480.41 per dollar as of 3:30 p.m. The government has decided to establish a unified military academy that will integrate the Army, Navy, and Air Force academies at Jeollande, a compound of military education and training facilities in Daejeon's Yuseong District. The decision was made on Thursday during a two-way consultation between the government and the ruling Democratic Party at the National Assembly. At a press briefing following the talks, Defense Minister An Kyu-baek said the new military academy is expected to adopt autonomous academic management designed to tap each cadet's potential, offering specialized training and programs to foster talent. An said Jeollande was selected to build a cutting-edge smart campus considering its proximity to the country's science and technology hub that includes the Korea Advanced Institute of Science and Technology and the Korea Aerospace Research Institute. The minister stressed the need to integrate the three existing academies to address overlaps in resources and inefficiency, and to prepare for the situation after the planned transfer of wartime operational control from the United States. The government has issued an apology over alleged police misconduct and cover-ups surrounding the rape and murder of a 16-year-old female high school student in Gwangju. Minister of the Interior and Safety, Yoon Ho-jung, issued the apology in an address to the people on Thursday regarding the so-called Jang Yoon-gi case, named after the suspect whose father was a police captain in Gwangju. Yoon said, as the minister charged with protecting the lives and safety of the Korean people, he would like to express his deepest regret and offer condolences to the bereaved family. He added that he was truly sorry for causing concern to the public. Yoon said the government regards the latest case seriously and vowed to root out internal corruption within the police force and thoroughly revamp investigative systems to regain the people's trust. The Supreme Court has upheld the conviction of main opposition People Power Party representative Kwon Sung-dong for accepting 100 million won, or around $67,000, from the Unification Church. The top court on Thursday finalized a lower court's ruling that sentenced Kwon to 2 years in prison and ordered a forfeiture of 100 million won on charges of violating the Political Funds Act. Thursday's decision automatically strips the five-term lawmaker of his seat in parliament. Following the ruling, Kwon said he would respect the court's final decision despite his deep disappointment with its findings and legal reasonings, adding that he hoped political retaliation would end with him as the only target. Kwon, a longtime ally and close friend of Yoon for nearly five decades, played a key role in bringing Yoon into politics after he stepped down as prosecutor general. The United States has continued to strike Iran's military facilities for the fifth consecutive day, doubling the daily attacks to once during the day and once at night. On X, the U.S. Central Command said it had completed a morning round of strikes at 7:30 a.m. Wednesday Eastern Time, and then said in a later post that U.S. forces launched operations for the day's second wave of strikes at 3 p.m. Wednesday Eastern Time. CENTCOM said the strikes were targeting Iranian military capabilities that threaten vessels transiting the Strait of Hormuz, and that under a naval blockade, U.S. forces disabled an unladen oil tanker and redirected two commercial vessels attempting to run the blockade against Iranian ports. Iran's parliamentary speaker, Mohammad Bagher Ghalibaf, issued a statement Wednesday saying if Iran does not benefit from the interim peace deal or memorandum of understanding with the U.S., it has no reason to adhere to such an understanding. Ghalibaf said the country's national security relies on maintaining Iranian arrangements in the Strait of Hormuz, but that Tehran must also use diplomacy and negotiations to advance and safeguard its national interests. U.S. President Donald Trump has again hinted at the possibility of buying warships from South Korean shipbuilders.
And we have to build our Navy, Pete, right? We got to get it going. So we're going to probably look at some of these companies that are coming in from South Korea and other places, and they're working with us on ships. And we're going to also build, we're going to also buy some ships that are made outside of the area.
Trump was speaking at Senator Dave McCormick's Pennsylvania Defense and Innovation Summit at the U.S. Army War College in Carlisle Barracks, Pennsylvania, Wednesday. This came in the wake of last week's discussions between Presidents Lee Jae-myung and Trump on the sidelines of the NATO summit in Turkey on collaboration with South Korea's shipbuilding companies. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chan.